T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It was not just a Manning Monday, it was a massive Monday. A lot happening in sports, from the college level to the pro level, from Shohei Ohtani to a weird and unnecessary collapse by the Celtics after being up by 30 points, to the finish and the completion of the women's second round in the NCAA tournament. So we're now down to 16 with some pretty incredible stories on the women's side. It's funny, I was thinking about it on Monday, how often Gonzaga, and it's worth talking about. I'm not in any way diminishing what Gonzaga has done. I know the Zags haven't yet won an NCAA championship in basketball, men's basketball. But it's still pretty incredible that they've been as consistent as they have under Mark Few. Well, the Zags have reached the Sweet 16 for the 9th consecutive year. So nearly a decade without missing the Sweet 16. It's the longest active streak in the country for men. On the women's side, the UConn Huskies just punched their ticket to a 30th straight Sweet 16. You want to talk about consistency and competitiveness. Not just that, but even as the rest of women's basketball has raised its level of play, the Huskies have forced the rest of the country to either figure it out, get more competitive. That means better resources, better recruiting, better coaches, better facilities, or you're not going to be able to hang with UConn. 30 consecutive Sweet 16s. That is multiple generations of UConn Huskies basketball. And yes, the age of transfer portal and NIL. Obviously, college is a different animal where young women, young men, they now have the option actually in the WNBA to leave early. But regardless, they'll graduate, they'll move on. It's ever changing. And yet, it's clockwork for UConn. Amazing. And so again, Gonzaga deserves all the credit for 9 straight Sweet 16s, but UConn now has 30 in a row and deserves to be talked about. Paige Beckers, love, love, love that she is healthy again and that she is making a difference. She's a game changer. We've talked about it all year with Caitlin Clark, with Juju Watkins at USC, Angel Reese at LSU. the South Carolina group. I mean, they're all incredible young women and athletes. Paige Beckers has kind of fallen under the radar, which is funny considering that it's UConn women's basketball. But last year at this time, she couldn't play because she was still recovering from a torn ACL. And she tells the story, in fact, referenced it tonight after UConn's victory over Syracuse in stores, that she sat in her car and she cried her eyes out because she so badly wanted to be playing and couldn't. She actually tore her ACL in the offseason. It was a pickup game. And so she was sidelined, couldn't participate, brokenhearted, and said she prayed so hard that a year down the road, she'd have an opportunity to be on that stage again, to play with her teammates again, to be part of UConn and a shot at the Sweet 16 again. And not only was she there in that position, but she had an awesome performance, one that even with UConn standards is relatively rare. Her first NCAA tournament game in over 700 days. 32 points, 10 rebounds, 6 assists, 4 steals, and a block. And the Huskies edged Syracuse in what was, of course, a sold-out crowd at Gamble Pavilion. Welcome back, Paige Beckers. She's been with the team all year. But an NCAA tournament record streak of Sweet 16 appearances, now sitting at 30. So she has these two tournament games, right? Had to wait almost 2 full years because she had torn her ACL, like I said, in the offseason and was going to miss all of last year. A little bit like the Klay Thompson story and being out for 2.5 years. But she is back with a vengeance. That's pretty neat. These stories of redemption and comebacks. And as much as UConn is no longer alone on the women's basketball stage, hardly. I mean, it's a crowded center ring of the circus in women's hoop. South Carolina being the team to beat, still undefeated this season. USC, Iowa, Texas, another number one seed. UConn's a 3 seed. And yet, a force to be reckoned with because of Paige Beckers and the others around her. Gino Auriemma, of course, loves to add to the conversation, shall we say. And he called her the best player in America right now. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Good to have you with us. I hope that you survived your Monday. I got to tell you, my mom was sick in bed all day. In fact, 10 teachers at her school are out of the building right now because something's going around. So she's gotten sick along with a handful of other teachers. 60 plus students out of class on Monday because something has spread throughout the school. So she was sick in bed all day and couldn't get up even to watch TV this evening. She wasn't feeling well enough to even sit up straight. And so she couldn't watch Iowa women's basketball against West Virginia. She watched their first round game, but couldn't catch the second round one that was taking place at their own gym in Iowa City. So I was texting her updates throughout the game. A really tight affair against West Virginia. Physical and some pretty rough shooting stretches for not just Caitlin Clark, but all of the Hawkeyes, to the point where it was tied multiple times in the fourth quarter. After Iowa had coughed up a double-figure lead, West Virginia was right there. Now, they got into foul trouble. A couple of the starters fouled out, including their best shooter, and Iowa was able to make free throws at the end. But this was a tight affair, and there had to be some nerves inside their pavilion. Well, I was able to keep mom updated, and once she knew that Caitlin Clark and Lisa Bluder and the Hawkeyes had reached the Sweet 16, she went back to sleep. So Iowa women's basketball gave mom something to smile about on Monday. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. If you did not see the brief respite that I took from March Madness over the weekend, I shared two photos and a video, so I hope that you'll check it out. I'll have to tell you the story. It's actually kind of fun. But I was in the Catskills with the Hubs, and we were trying to get up to this waterfall. There's a great video. You can hear it as well, of this waterfall. And we knew it was below freezing. Temps were below freezing. It had been a monsoon the whole day before. So what we didn't realize in climbing, it wasn't high elevation, but climbing some stone steps to get up to this waterfall, that they were solid sheets of ice. So that was treacherous, but it was worth it for the photos and worth it for the views. And if you want to check it out, it's on my Twitter, A-Law Radio. I can repost, and then maybe producer Jay can help me put those up on our Facebook page. Our phone number is 855-212-4227. Our toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS. And then we have brand new video, or relatively new video, on our YouTube channel too. So all kinds of ways that you can connect with us as we get into another show here. Coming up in 50, as in 50 minutes, we'll head to Los Angeles, and our friend Michael Duarte of NBC LA will join us to give his impressions of the Shohei Ohtani press conference. Now, I got to say, as much as the majority of you who are listening don't speak Japanese, I don't love giving you the audio in English because it's his new interpreter. And what impacted me the most was actually watching Ohtani and seeing him speak, even though I don't speak Japanese. But there's always something lost in translation. And I was focused more on his nonverbal. I was focused more on his body language and his facial expressions. But since this is radio, none of that really helps. So instead of playing his comments, which lasted about 12 minutes, he did indicate to the media that was gathered there, and there were no cameras allowed, interestingly enough, though it was broadcast live, I think, on Dodgers TV as well as on MLB Network. But there were no cameras allowed there. One of the things that he said at the beginning is that he had prepared some statements in Japanese and that he would refer to them because there were various, I think, benchmarks and probably timeline. I mean, let's be honest, whether he's telling the truth or he's not, it's certainly a lot of convoluted details to try to keep straight. Now, the cynic out there, I'm not a cynic, but the cynic out there might say, oh yeah, he's got to write all this stuff down because you got to keep the lies straight. This is hard for me, watching him and listening to what he had to say with a new interpreter. I am torn because I couldn't sit there and lie about something so personal, look directly into cameras and tell bald-faced lies. I couldn't accuse someone who I'd previously called a brother, who was a great friend. I couldn't accuse someone of doing that unless I was telling the truth. I couldn't make it up. I would never be able to sell it. And I would be so convicted, and the guilt would be so extreme that I wouldn't be able to do it. I don't know if he's lying, but I want to believe him. And I know many of you can call me naive, and that's totally fine. I will agree with you that there are so many inconsistencies and so many ways that he could have been involved and is allowing Ipe Mitsuhara, his former translator, to take the fall. There are a lot of ways that you could explain it where he was involved. And what about this? And what about this? And I mean, I just got married, for heaven's sakes. My husband and I are in the process of combining our finances. We've got a plan for all of that as he sells his house. And he still doesn't have the password to get into my bank account. Not that I wouldn't let him if he asked, but he doesn't know it just off the top of his head. That is really hard for me to understand. But maybe Ohtani was so focused on baseball that his translator had access to all of his accounts. We do know Ipe did more than just interpret for him. They traveled together. They ate together. They spent time together in the offseason. Ipe had said something not that long ago about how he spent more time with Shohei than his wife did, which I can believe. If she's a basketball player in Japan, she's probably not with them all the time. This was his constant companion. He got meals for him. There were times when he would carry his stuff for him. So it seemed like he was as much a personal assistant and a companion as he was an employee. You may remember that during the work stoppage, the lockout for Major League Baseball, team employees were not allowed to have any contact with players, athletes. And so Ipe Mitsuhara, who was employed by the Angels, quit his job, went to work for Ohtani because he was more loyal to Ohtani than the Angels. And then when the lockout was over, the Angels hired him back. I mean, their situation was unique. And it seems impossible that Ohtani could sit there and lie through his teeth and get emotional and tell this story if none of it was true. At the same time, not only do not understand the access to the bank accounts, I hear what the gambling world is saying about how there's no way this guy was extended a credit of $4.5 million if there wasn't the promise that he was backed by someone who had a lot of money. Now, maybe Mitsuhara lied to the bookie about that and said, oh, yes, Ohtani is part of this. I mean, there's a lot of different ways. If you're an addicted gambler or addicted anything, you're usually a pretty accomplished liar as well. So maybe Ipe had it all worked out. Maybe he did. But I still don't understand how all that money could disappear and no one in Shohei Ohtani's camp noticed going back to last fall. We're talking about nearly a dozen wire transfers of $500,000 each. Heavens, when I was in Arizona last year, I tried to use my credit card or debit card, one of them, at a place in Arizona and it got flagged. It was me. I had the card and the initial charge got rejected and I got a fraud alert from my bank for something stupid like, I don't know, groceries. Or I think I was at a Walgreens or a Rite Aid and was trying to buy a few supplies. But because it was not where I normally spend my money, it got flagged and my bank turned it down and contacted me. And yet somehow this guy was able to bilk $4.5 million plus out of Ohtani's account and no one, not the financial institution, not his camp, not his financial advisors, not Shohei himself, no one noticed? That's also impossible. And he didn't address any of that. What he said is, I was oblivious. And then there's this idea that he doesn't understand English sometimes, but that when the Dodgers had that team meeting in Korea and he heard Ipe speaking, in English to the Dodgers, he picked up enough that he realized something was horribly wrong. So he doesn't understand English enough to know that Ipe is lying about things to his spokespeople, but he does understand it when he's standing in front of the Dodgers. There's too many things that haven't been addressed, too many discrepancies, or at the very least, holes in the story. And yet still, I see Ohtani sit there in front of 70 reporters on Monday with cameras and a live broadcast, his manager, his general manager, a couple of teammates, and he seems earnest and genuine to me. I just don't know how you can be a world-class liar like that. And so I know it makes me naive. I want to believe him. I just don't know why they don't address all of the other questions, the confusion, the how did this happen? And honestly, if his financial advisors didn't notice, they should all be fired. Could you imagine? I mean, I don't even have $4,000 in my account, forget $4.5 million. But if that much money disappeared and your financial team doesn't notice, shouldn't they all lose their jobs? I think so. They're pretty crappy financial advisors if that's the case. Not to mention, you should change your financial institution. And so there's a lot of things that don't make sense. And yet it blows my mind that anyone could sit there and lie through his nose like that. And so it's hard for me to believe that he was able to sit there and pull off what is an Oscar-winning performance. So yeah, you'll hear from the interpreter. It's not the same as hearing from Ohtani. I do encourage you to go and watch the video. It's only 12 minutes. And it's all over the place. It's any website you look right now. If you're interested, definitely seemed emotional. He seemed earnest. He made it seem like he was completely in the dark. Dave Roberts spoke not that long ago. You'll hear a little more from him. As I say, he was there in the press conference, this media gathering. And I'd love to hear your reaction. Does it change whether or not you believe Ohtani? Does it change your perspective on how this whole thing played out? Is Ipe now the villain? Also, where is he? So on Twitter, A-Law Radio, if all this happened, why isn't he in jail? That's the part that I don't get either. So A-Law Radio or on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Again, top of the hour, Michael Duarte of NBC LA will be with us and we'll get his impressions. And if there's any other kind of insight about what really happened, gosh, I want to believe him. And it's sad to think he might have been a victim, just an oblivious rich guy, just an oblivious rich athlete, had no idea. Isn't that why you have people around you? So you can focus on baseball, but did Ipe Mitsuhara really take care of everything else so that he had no concerns in the world except baseball? I mean, Nick Saban's wife takes care of pretty much everything else, or did while he was coaching football, so he could focus on what mattered the most in that time. But gosh, I mean, this Ipe, if all of this is true, he's an evil guy. He should be behind bars. Not only a degenerate gambler, but a thief and a liar. Firing's not enough for him if all of this is true. So again, love to hear from you. And if you need some zen, some peace, a waterfall, it's such great audio. Check out the video that I posted on Twitter. And we'll get it up on Facebook as well. Good to have you with us. 855-212-
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
I think we're certainly battle-tested from that regard. And we've shown over the years that we continue to move forward and not to be insensitive for various situations, but we all understand we have jobs to do. And so, you know, first and foremost, playing baseball and preparing has got to be a priority.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The voice of Dave Roberts. This is pre-press conference by Shohei Ohtani. He did not take questions. There were not cameras in the room, but Michael Duarte was there, and he will join us in 30 minutes. Who's covering it for NBC LA. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Again, just to clarify, I don't love playing the voice of the interpreter because it's not Ohtani. It's an employee of the Dodgers. But since the majority of you all do not speak Japanese, and since we can't give you a translation on a screen of any sort, it is the interpreter that you shall hear. But I was far more concerned about body language and facial expression, and now I'm even more torn, although some of you are not, that's for sure. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, on our Facebook page as well. And our phone number is 855-212-4227. Shohei did express emotion. We don't see that a lot from him. I feel like the last time we did it was the World Baseball Classic. But he did express some emotion at the start of his press conference.
It's been a tough week for fans and team officials, and I'm very grateful that the media has been patient in this process. On a personal note, I'm very saddened and shocked that someone who I'm trusted has done this. Obviously, today there's things that I'm limited in being able to talk about. I hope you understand. I do have a document in front of me that I will refer to that will detail what has happened.
And he went through the timeline. He made it very clear that he never bet on baseball or any other sports, that he's never placed bets with someone else or asked someone else to place bets for him, and ultimately that this translator and advisor and companion that he trusted made all of this up. It's all completely fabricated. In fact, he says he didn't know anything until after Ipe addressed the Dodgers in South Korea.
During the team meeting, obviously, Ipe was speaking in English, and I didn't have a translator on my side. But even with that, I kind of understood what was going on and started to feel that there was something amiss. Just prior to the meeting, I was told by Ipe, hey, let's talk one-to-one in the hotel after the meeting. So I waited until then.
And there's more, actually. It's a weird place to cut off the cut, but there's more after that. He said that he did speak to Ipe at the hotel after this Dodgers announcement, in which Ipe said, and this is, again, according to Ohtani, in which Ipe admitted that he had a gambling addiction, and that Ipe then told him personally about what was happening. And at that was when he realized that he had been victim of a theft. Again, according to Ohtani and his camp, he said he didn't know that his translator had a gambling addiction and was in massive debt. And so as he's hearing this in English. He's picking up what's going on. And Ipe, at that point, is admitting, he says, that he had done this using his account and that had paid off the bookmaker. And then this is the part that, I mean, there's so many parts, but this is one of the parts that made me laugh out loud. That's when he contacted his representatives. I mean, that's when he did. But didn't his reps make Ipe available to the media the day before? I mean, Ipe did a sit down with ESPN. Well, I say sit down. He spoke to them for 90 minutes on Tuesday. So if that's the case, again, I'm just taking what Ohtani said for face value. If he didn't find anything out until the team meeting in Seoul, shouldn't his entire group, and Marco said this earlier and I agree with him, this was personal conversation between Marco and I, shouldn't they all be canned? If this happened and his rep sent Ipe to ESPN for a sit-down interview, which we know is true, his mm-hmm. reps have admitted that, mm-hmm. and that happened Tuesday, mm-hmm. then why the hell is he not finding out until Wednesday? Like, why doesn't someone say to him, call him on the bat phone, for God's sakes? Like, if nothing else, isn't this a reason to wake him up if he's in Korea? Isn't this a reason to get him on the phone immediately and say, dude, your translator has told us that you paid off his gambling debts. Is that true? Oh, by the way, we made him available to ESPN for 90 minutes. Is that okay with you? I mean, what the hell? If that's true, they should all be fired because mm-hmm. they were doing this behind his back.
That means that everybody was conspiring against him, his entire camp and his interpreter.
Now he might say,
right?
He might say that that Ipe was supposed to tell him, but again, there's his reps having found out. Let's just say, for the sake of argument, that his reps found out that Ipe had transferred the money out of Ohtani's account. So at that point, a red flag, red lights, bright red, everything should be going off. And yet you still go through Ipe to talk to Shohei? That's ridiculous. I mean, if Ipe's got the gambling addiction and if Ipe's got the money to pay off the bookie, why would you go to him to then talk to your client?
Yeah, but even if you go in between, so you're telling me everybody in Ohtani's camp only speaks English and doesn't speak Japanese? And or they all, like, it doesn't make sense.
No,
why would they go
in
between? There's no reason to go in between unless you need an interpreter. Why would everyone in Ohtani's camp all speak English and none of them speak Japanese?
Right.
It doesn't make sense.
His wife, any of his advisors, none of them speak Japanese?
I find it difficult to believe a lot of the stuff anyway, with the interpreter having access to all these different things and his account and all that. And they're supposed to be so close and be together 24/7, 365. He has no idea the guy's racking up almost $5 million of gambling
right.
debt. So I'm going to
the timeline doesn't even make sense.
I'm going to live with that part. But like, again, I don't get how your entire camp, so you're telling me you don't have any financial advisors, you have no accountants,
right.
you have no attorneys, you have no checkpoints, you have nothing that could stop this from happening or even find out about it afterwards.
Right.
There's no flag that came up at any point in your entire camp. And I don't want to hear, well, I just play baseball. I don't know. You don't know anything that's going on. You have no clue about anything in your entire camp. I'm sorry. I struggle with this. And if that is the case, and all of this is true, then you need to. I mean, this is a plea one-on-one if you're listening. Fire everyone that's
all
around you.
All of them.
There is not one person you could possibly trust if they all knew about
screwed
this
up.
And didn't do anything
right.
about it.
Right. They all need to be fired. Agreed.
I went through your interpreter. Again, I couldn't come to you directly because I'm not allowed to speak to you. I have to go through your interpreter. Why? Why? If you know the interpreter is ripping you off, why would I come
right.
to him?
And once you found out, again, his camp says that they heard from Ipe that Ohtani was paying off his gambling debt. So once you found that out and you're starting to have all these red lights and red noise, like big red whatever go off, red flags, you don't think to get to your client and be like, what are you doing? You know that you're not, this is illegal. Like, if baseball finds out about this, you're in trouble. And instead, they just go through the translator who was taking the money.
But again,
I don't.
To go through the translator, I mean, that tells me that, and look, I'm sure that there's plenty of people in your camp that speak English. I know they do. But they only speak English, and every single one of them? There's not one person in your own camp that speaks your own native language? That doesn't make sense to me. Yeah. How could you possibly not have somebody to make you feel better?
There's Google Translate. It's not that difficult. There's AI everywhere now that will take English and translate it into Japanese. I mean, you don't speak to your client directly? That just seems like malpractice.
That's why all the financial advisors, and it's not like, you know, people that don't have money have accountants. You have millions and millions of dollars through all different kinds of things, whether it's endorsements or your check, everything, all the different money that's coming through. You don't have people that are in charge of your money. Now, that doesn't mean that they have carte blanche, that they have power of attorney, like it seems like your interpreter had, over all of your money. But they have to have an idea of what's going on, because I don't expect you to understand all of that. And I don't expect you to know each and every perfect thing to do with all of your money. Well, that's why you have advisors.
I was just saying earlier, I can't even get, like, if I'm in a state where I don't normally spend a lot of time and I try to use my debit card, my financial institution will send me a fraud alert and decline it initially for something like $30.
Yeah.
How is this all of this money disappearing and no one on his financial team or at his financial institution has any idea that $4.5 million have just disappeared?
That's why I'm struggling with this whole thing. There's too many holes in it. I understand if you say, well, it's a lot more money and you have more money, so your limits are much higher. Yeah, no, I get it. But no one knew and no one had to go, that's okay. No one had to say that was fine to transfer. What was it? $500,000?
It was a dozen different transfers.
Come on. There's no one. Like I'm saying, and there's no one in your camp that's in charge of any of this stuff that even looks at it. There's no one at whatever banks that you're using has the checks and balances in place. It doesn't make sense to me.
No, it doesn't.
There has to be so much more to this, unless, again, it's just straight, you're lying and you're just trying to dig and you don't know what else to do and you're just trying to...
Thus the notes.
it's hard to swallow that there's anyone that could be this naive and everyone around you are conspiring against you and you had no clue all the way through.
Oh, yeah, no. His entire camp needs to be replaced. If all of this is true, then they all need to be fired. I mean, they're guilty of screwing up big time. Yeah. No doubt. All right, coming up, Dave Roberts' reaction. He was there at Ohtani's press conference and more about Ipe, Mitsuhara, and how he lied about the whole thing. And then Michael Duarte at the top of the hour. We've got hoops as well. So a big Monday. It was a massive, major, manic Monday full of milestones and moments. You know I love my alliteration. Oh, and Marco.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Up until that team meeting, I didn't know that Ipe had a gambling addiction and was in debt. And I never agreed to pay off the debt or, you know, make payments to the bookmaker. Season's going to start, so I'm going to obviously let my lawyers handle matters from here on out, and I am completely assisting in all investigations that are taking place right now.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The new interpreter slash translator for Shohei Ohtani is a Dodgers team employee. I think he was previously in the organization. I don't know his name. Maybe at this point, it's better not to know his name. It seems like Ipe Mitsuhara, if the Ohtani account is true, got way too big for his britches. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. That is the voice of the interpreter, not Shohei himself. It was a 12-minute statement. Prepared remarks for the most part. He did express some emotion, even seemed to get slightly choked up at one point. And while he did not take questions and he did not fill in the gaps in all of what we don't know, he did indicate that his legal team and federal investigators would be taking over at this point. So we have plenty of questions still for Michael Duarte when he joins us from L.A. at the top of the hour. Let's talk to Ellen, who's in St. Louis. Ellen, welcome to After Hours.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Good to hear from you.
Yes. Before I launch into why I called very quickly, I was overseas last week. And can I tell you how comforting it is when you're not really happy to be where you are overseas to have the After Hours app? And to hear your voice and to just like a piece of the familiar. So it was really a helpful thing to me, and it was
good.
Great. And it also kept me up to date on all this Shohei Ohtani stuff, which was sad and fascinating. But I was telling Jay, I have had the privilege to work for a very good man for a very long time who has resources. And this story is completely believable to me from Shohei Ohtani's view, because
okay.
once you have that sort of trust established with somebody who works for you and is kind of a member, quote, member of the family, my boss does not question, doesn't ask, doesn't anything with regard to his finances. Now, the backstop is, and see, I don't know the difference between American and Japanese banking, because lots of banking regulations changed after, what is that, all the bank collapses in like 2008 and 2009.
Right.
And so banks have gotten much more stringent. And so thankful, and I'm one of these people, by the way, I always want a backstop. Like, I document everything.
Me
from
too.
Like $50
yep.
up. Like, okay, I did this, and I send an email to the bank. This is what I did on their credit card or on whatever. But it would be fair. It would just, now $4.5 million, yes, trust me, any American bank would be like, oh my God, that's unbelievable.
Right.
I don't know what Japanese banks are like, and I have no idea where his money is, of course, but I'm just saying, in terms of the relationship and Ohtani not knowing what his interpreter was doing with the funds, that is just totally believable to me.
Mm, okay.
These guys have big dollars. They pay people to take care of stuff so they can concentrate on why they have the big dollars, which in his case is baseball or, you know, anything else he wants to do. And I'm like you. First of all, I'm like you. I want to believe the best in everybody. So
yes.
I'm sick about this interpreter. And if this is true, I am heartbroken for Ohtani, because I cannot imagine the violation of trust that feels mm-hmm. like for that guy. So I just, from where I sit and the job that I'm in, it makes all the sense in the world.
All right. Well, I appreciate that perspective, and I'm sure you're right. And we've had other people point out that likely he had other people handling his money. But whether it was his interpreter or whether it's his financial institution, obviously he was failed by a lot of different people, and the checks and balances didn't kick in for this to happen going back to last fall, right? So it's not like one big transaction. It goes back to last fall. Ellen, thank you so much for your perspective, and I'm so glad that we were able to keep you company while you were overseas and give you a piece of home. Have a great night. I appreciate it. Ellen in St. Louis. Now, coming up, we will ask some of our questions, and I know many of them don't have answers, but we'll ask them of Michael Duarte of NBC LA when he joins us after this Ohtani press conference. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.